The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Be sure you have a number to call in because we have an explosive topic tonight. I want to welcome everybody in. So you can get in on this conversation by dialing 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Press pound and then just press star 61 and we will know that you're in the queue and that you would like to share a thought with us, a comment, because tonight we are going to get into this whole situation with the young girl Corian Gaines that was killed Monday near the Baltimore area. In an area called Ranville, near Baltimore. Well, it's all the same, pretty much. There are a lot of layers to this story. So just want to unpack this story and shed some light on some things and have you speak about it. And also not just speak about your your thoughts, but maybe share some solutions, some actions, and what we can do differently because we already know what's going on. So what are we going to do in opposition to the threats? And I'm also commemorating Black August, historic Black August. So we'll talk about that. I found this great clip with the brother speaking on Black August. So we're celebrating Black August, Mars, and collective thought, collective thinking. Featherlight is going to share a piece with us on collective thinking because we're dealing with all this crazy madness. And again, it goes back to us transforming, doing something different. Speaking of which, let me welcome in Featherlight. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. How are you this evening, Black Dog?
I'm well. Making it in this godforsaken place. If you make it home safe,
we gonna be all right.
Oh yeah, we gonna be all right. And you know why we're gonna be all right? We're going to be all right. We gonna be all right because it is time to raise the vibration and remove pebbles.
Exactly.
That's my new mantra. Time to raise vibrations and remove pebbles. Because this has got to stop. This craziness, this madness, us, all of this, it has to stop, and we have to change and get back on track. And I see many people awakening, and it's a beautiful thing to see black people waking up. And so, right, and also people, other people, beginning to realize some of what we've been experiencing, understanding with the understanding that we have not been fabricating these vicious and fatal police stops all these decades. Okay. So, anyway.
It's not a figment of our imagination.
Not a figment. It happened. It really did happen.
We are not attacking cops.
No, we're not attacking the cops. We're not attacking the cops. We're just trying to live and
go
about our lives.
So trying to breathe.
Just trying to breathe. You damn near won't let me live where I want to live or work where I want to work. So can I just please breathe? Can I stand outside the store? Can I go to the store? Damn, can I drive to the store? Can I mean...
Right. Can I walk?
Can I cross the street without you damn trying to kill me? Ooh, my goodness. Hey, these people are sick. So, we want to bring Feather Light in with her mind, body, and spirit piece so we can lift the vibration. I want everybody to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out, but do it a little slowly because we want to open your minds so that we can receive information and share information. Because when we take in so much of this death and destruction, it can really do a number on us, even if we aren't aware of it. So we have to
want number on our psyche.
Exactly. Because Lord knows I was depressed after seeing all this craziness that they shown the news. And you know what? The reason why we were able to see that, because normally I would not even see any of that unless I'm looking on social media and I see the videos or something. But we were in Memphis, and I was over at my grandmother's house, and she keeps the TV on CNN 24/7. Pretty much. And so I mean, it was just this constant showing of the Alton Sterling killing and the Philando Castillo. I'm like, God, I mean, it was just so, it even confused my grandmother, because she was like, well, one of them was in a car or something. Or, I mean, you know, it's bad when you're sitting here trying to figure out, because it happened in so quickly and on video like that. But anyway, we'll unpack this story. This killing of Corrin Gaines. This young girl was 23 and had her baby in the house with her. So first of all, why are you going in there shooting?
Right.
There was endangerment. There was endangerment of a child.
Yes.
Why are you going in there shooting like that anyway?
Why?
So that right there does.
You using
the
first using a key.
You obtaining a key coming here? Yeah, coming all in? This is my dwelling, not my slave cabin. You can't just bust up in here like this.
Exactly.
It's not a slave cabin. You just come in when you get ready.
Yeah.
I pay rent here. I pay a mortgage here. Right. She in there with a gun. I would be too if your stupid ass. All at my door like this over a stupid traffic stop. People going crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay. Anyway, so we'll go into that. Come on, Featherlight, bring us that mind, body, and spirit.
All right. Take a deep breath. Put this pebbles in our shoe.
Take a deep breath. Okay.
All right, now I'm closing this Facebook. Sometimes I take my breaks because the kind of things I see on there. But every now and then I jump on and want to see where the mindset is. So yesterday I saw this, and I thought I'd use part of it for my my piece today, because it's talking about something that we want to look at. And quote, energy is universal. When you pay attention to something, you buy that experience. When you allow your consciousness to focus on someone or something that annoys you, you feed it your energy. Be selective on your focus, because your energy feeds the energy of it and keeps it alive, not just within you, but within the collective consciousness. Keyword, collective consciousness. There are many Caucasian and people of African descent, called African Americans, who feel those as descendants of Africa are in the wrong with these police shootings. Don't talk back. Don't look at them in the face. Move slowly. Don't scowl. Always smile and nod. Do exactly as you're told, even if it makes no sense. You know, the rules like back on the plantation. And hopefully, by the grace of the Lord, you will be okay. Europeans know they don't have to do all that. We know, too. Sometimes that doesn't even work. Oh, well. Some say Ms. Gaines was, quote-unquote, crazy for not obeying the cops and not going to court. One of them was a black male on Facebook. It hurt my heart like a stab when I saw that, a black male. Here was a mother in her home with her children, and she shot and killed in front of them as a result of a traffic violation. Another African female killed for a traffic violation, and all he can say is she was crazy. Even if she were killed, but that's not even the case. Ms. Gaines was exercising her rights under the Constitution, which many of us to this day do not understand. Some of us are familiar with Ms. Gaines' position. We really don't have to show a driver's license, but since we're technically wards of the state, we do it. Some, however, are not wards of the state legally, and so they know and state their rights. Many have won in court. Ms. Gaines didn't make that trip, not this time. She's won before. It's all commercial to gain funds for the state. Many feel these actions taken recently by the cops are lawful. This rampage of killing Africans born in America and other people of color, they feel the police are correct every time. Not just Europeans. Some of us, we've got some pebbles in our shoes. Muhammad Ali once said, and I quote, "It isn't the mountain ahead to climb that wears you out. It's the pebbles in your shoe." Black Talk Radio audience, we've got some pebbles in our shoe. And until we remove those pebbles, that mountain will continue to seem insurmountable. You feel me, Black Rose? We've got some pebbles.
Pebbles that we need to remove.
Yes. A few weeks ago on the Lotus Place show, we talked about the four agreements. And again, I suggest investing in this book. It's less than $4. You can get a used one like I did. And it's a wealth of information. It really helps you. We only talked about the individual agreements. There is such a thing as a collective agreement, which is also mentioned in this valuable book, or collective energy, since everything is energy. Take in consideration this fact. Cultures use music, clothes, foods, dance, textbooks, myths, stories, religion, folk tales, and science to create a society. The smallest unit of a society is the individual. The individual is the mirror of a culture. The culture gives a person a belief system, and so on. A strong culture makes a strong society. A weak culture makes a weak society, and they will be preyed upon. Our culture is not strong, and we are constantly preyed upon. It's like a belief system of a group of people, what they feel, their rules of engagement. For instance, Asians generally are very polite. They don't take well to being disrespected. They generally remove their shoes upon entering a room. They don't believe in the Jesus story, and the women are usually soft-spoken. That's a culture. Italians have a strong family bond and generally all eat together in large numbers. They do a lot of events and parties and things all together, very, very family-oriented. That's a culture. Mexicans work around their eating schedule. We eat around our work schedule. And they take a fiesta every day after their lunch meal. These are cultures. This is what these people go by. As descendants of Africa, we hold a collective subconscious belief system based mostly on fear. We are the only group on this planet that was enslaved for over 246 years. Horrific and brutal crimes committed in the name of dominance, including taking what we love the most, our offspring. Have we suffered? This has lasted from one generation to another. On the plantation, a mother taught her son to be submissive because of the horrors that she witnessed. Miss Gaines, however, told her son, "Don't you be afraid of them." She wanted to break the cycle of fear-based thoughts, followed by fear-based actions by a collective thought of people. There has never been any protection provided because we had a collective agreement based on fear that we always be submissive, never question the outcome. That's why I felt that stab when I read what the black male said on Facebook in defense of the policeman's actions. She was crazy. So
And you know what, I want to touch on that fear aspect that you mentioned, because a number of black people feel that fear just in our daily lives, in various cases in our daily lives, our interactions, in particular. And I love it when Brother Dick Gregory, I think it's at one of those so-called State of the Black Unions, and when he gives the example of when we see the flashing blue lights or red lights in our rearview mirror, and we grab the steering wheel, and then we just, you know, like, oh, tense up, like, oh, shoot, I hope they don't try to stop me.
We skip a breath, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're like, oh, look. And then when they go past you, he says, when they go past you, then you say, thank God. You know, that is just an unnecessary fear that we have to experience in life. And just imagine what that does to your nervous system.
The stress.
Yes,
I mean, you suffer from hypertension. It causes diseases.
Exactly. And see, that's why I always say that whenever they have these little medical studies and all of that, it's always, oh, you know, yeah, black people, they had the most this, they got the most that. Let them tell it, we got the most every damn thing. Well, before the 19th century, we didn't have none of that crap that you're talking about nowadays. So what happened? So we were able to survive yellow fever and many other diseases from our different cultural practices, things that we medicinal practices that we used before we were interrupted. So, you know, people never seem to just, I don't know, mention it could possibly be all of this terrorism that we have to deal with every day.
Exactly.
What that's doing to us, that's why so many people maybe kind of feel sick, have these ailments and whatnot. So anyway,
yeah.
I just want to speak on that fear piece. Okay.
You know, speaking of driving, just the other day, last week, I was driving down the street, and I just decided I wanted to get in the other lane so I could turn, and I didn't put my blinker on. I immediately thought of Sandra Bland.
Okay.
I immediately thought of her. I looked in my rearview mirror, you know, real quick, like, you know. That's unnecessary.
By the way, we're here in Texas. If anybody doesn't know, we're in Texas. We're in Houston. We're right up the road from, I used to go down that same street Sandra Bland was stopped on in Prairie View. A&M is a historically black college, HBCU, but it's in Waller County. And Waller County has been known to be, and the only thing in Waller County, mind you, is a gas station, Prairie View, and they built a Buc-ee's. And look, I'm trying to think. I'm like, and they built a Buc-ee's, and they built it. So, and I think it's just like one other little small shopping plaza, and that's that whole little area right there. Okay, and homes. So, where does Prairie View? How does Prairie View collect its funds? How does it accrue income?
Exactly.
Through the black students pulling them over for tickets.
Exactly.
That's how they make their money.
Okay? It's commercial. It's all about revenue. It's all about revenue.
That's it. And we're gonna have to. Oh my God, just really look into all of this. I mean, seriously, people. There are two laws, but we'll get into that. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, I get on my soapbox.
Yes, that's fine.
Go ahead,
I appreciate comments.
All right.
Okay,
give
so
us
how many more people feel this way, that this is acceptable? It must be many. It is no wonder African Americans are to this day collectively passive. We have accepted a collective belief system or agreement that we are somewhat inferior and have held steadfast to this belief from generation to generation. For centuries, Ms. Gaines was a courageous spirit who wanted this cycle to end, and I do too. A collective group of people of different ethnicities have subconsciously agreed that we as descendants of once enslaved people are forever destined to be poor and oppressed lower class citizens, that we will never have our rights. Why do African people born in this country always have to be the ones to settle? Why does the Congress have to vote every 20 years to decide if we, descendants of Africa who pay taxes like everyone else, can have the right to vote? That should have been the first thing the first recognized black president of this country did to change.
Hell, any damn body.
It's
supposed to be the land of the free.
Why?
It doesn't have to be black. It could be any damn body.
Exactly. Why is this something that they waste time on every 20 years? Do they vote or not? Yay, nay. We pay taxes, yes.
Have the niggas been good over the past 20 years?
Exactly.
Have the darkies been good or they been bad?
Yes,
let's see.
Yes.
Oh,
let's
man,
see. Let's ponder. But he, too, is of the collective agreement that it is acceptable that African people of this country do not have the same rights as others, and further, is okay with it. And our president leads many people socially, if not politically. You hear comments like, oh, he's so handsome. Isn't he handsome? Isn't his wife and children just beautiful? Oh, look at that smile. Look at how he walks. Oh. So this group stands by whatever he tells them.
they agree because he said so. And that's the problem. That's the pebble. This is our subconscious collective agreement. Now, I'm not saying that you, Black Rose, or I myself, Feather Light, or some of the other listeners agree with this, but a collective agreement is going on here, not just us Europeans and some other ethnicities. Let me give you an example. And Black Rose, I want you to think of one too as I share this. Okay, I go to Ross, Le Ross, the department store. I pick up an item. I go to pay for it. Okay, I go stand in line. In front of me is a young African American young lady. She's about 21, 22, very young. In front of her is a basket. It looks kind of empty, but I'm not sure because she has something in her hand, and it's sort of counter quarter, you know, counter, you know, not right in front of her, but, you know. So I go and I stand behind her because she looks like she's in line. It's about five or six other people of different ethnicities in line because this is Houston. You got all kinds of people. So this Asian man walks up, and he looks at the line. After a second or two, he walks in front of the basket, which is in front of the girl that's in front of me, and he stands in line with his merchandise. And so I look at the young lady, waiting for her to say something, and she has this look on her face like, how dare he? But she doesn't say anything. She looks angry, you know, like frustrated. So I look at her again.
Insulted.
Yes. So I don't say anything to her because I don't want to start an argument. I walk up to the Asian man. I tap him on his shoulder. I said, sir. And I point with my thumb. I said, the line is back here. You know.
Did you say back here?
I said it in my deep voice. Not my little baby soft voice. My deep voice. My line is back here. You know. Don't act like you don't see us standing here.
Right.
And we get that a lot. People will walk right over you. I'm in the grocery store. I'm looking at some food, and somebody, I could feel their breath. I could feel them right behind me. All you got to do is say, excuse me. But you're going to try to reach over me like I'm not there? Like I'm invisible?
Or walk in front of me. Mm-hmm.
Or walk in front. No. Mm-mm. No.
Not here.
No. So We've been told, you know, we're told as children, we've got to work three times harder, you know, than anybody else. Why?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have to march on the streets reminding people our life matters. A mother should not be shot and killed while holding a child, or even in the presence, the known presence of a child.
Right, and she's not the first one that's been shot like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, go ahead. She's not the first one. So I mean, just no regard for our lives, and you wonder why people are screaming Black Lives Matter.
Right.
We know all lives matter.
We know this. We shouldn't have to constantly remind them. You know that our lives matter.
You want to act like you don't know that all lives matter?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So back to the man with the basket. I tell you what, hold that thought, and let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. And when we return, we will begin to unpack this whole story with Corinne Gaines. And I would love to play her full video clip of her traffic stop by some officers in May, which will allude to she had been harassed. And she was fully aware that she was being harassed and things were going on. So this case is not just some random, they just went up in the house and all of this stuff. But none of this sounds right. None of this is right. So we have to deal with this, and we will. When we come back, you're listening to The Lotus Place, and we want you to call in, and also we want you to stay tuned because Delta Cougar will be here with her hot topics, and you can share your thoughts as well.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Protesters in New York City began occupying the park next to City Hall in Manhattan on Monday, declaring they would not leave until Police Commissioner Bill Bratton was fired. Organized by Millions March NYC, a group affiliated with the Black Lives Matter movement, the hashtag #ShutdownCityHallNYC protest has been inspired by protesters setting up encampments in public spaces in Chicago and Los Angeles to fight for the abolition of the police. Protesters are planning to stay as long as needed, whether that be days or weeks or longer. Food was already prepared, with rice and beans being cooked off-site, and snacks of fresh fruit and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches available for hungry protesters.
Man, I'm just so proud of the young people getting out and pushing these issues and bringing these issues to the front lines, world center stage. Oh my God, I just applaud the actions of the Millions March New York City group, which is a spinoff of the Black Lives Matter movement. They started a sit-in like Monday, and they said that they would sit out there just like Occupy Wall Street if they had to until Commissioner Bratton was fired, which he resigned on yesterday. And Bratton, if you don't know Bratton, Bratton was commissioner in New York. He was the one that came down with all that broken windows policing. And so Bratton was in Boston when they were beating folks in the head and killing people in Boston. Then he went over and trained the officers in L.A., and we know what L.A. was like. He was over there. Right. He was over there in the 90s when they beat Rodney King in the street. So, and then he brought his tail back over here, up to New York. But he also went over in London and trained their officers, their cops in London as well. So Bratton has gone around this nation and world teaching that broken windows. But guess what? Even though he resigned, guess where he's going, which we already said we knew he'll now pick up some type of consultant position.
Exactly.
And guess who he gets? Yes. He probably skipped about that police department headquarters with this sweet deal he has. So now he's going to work for a Clinton
what is it, a Clinton he's consulting for one of their little businesses, one of those Clinton firms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to pull up the story to find it exactly. But anyway, so now he's going to be a consultant. They're always going to be a consultant. He'll make probably 5 times as much as he made as police commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
Still have all the power he ever had and more now.
Yeah, he'll still have some pull.
Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. So, he will be replaced by Chief of Department James O'Neill. like I said, we're going to unpack this Corin Gaines case that happened in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and also talk about Black August. And if you would like to share your thoughts, you can call in and share your thoughts with us. If you're listening via the internet, you can call us at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, press pound and *61 if you'd like to share your thoughts with us. So you're talking to us about the pebble in the shoe that we need to remove, Featherlight, and the man with the basket.
Right. Well, basically, I was mentioning that we shouldn't have to keep reminding people that we are human and that we must have our human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if we are paying dues, you know. As if we have to owe, we owe something. But we owe nothing. I mean, we are the ones who are due, you know. We don't owe anything. We have to find the courage to break agreements that are fear-based and claim our personal power. If we can recognize that these agreements that we subconsciously agree to, they rule our life, and that if we don't like the condition of our life, we can change the agreement one by one. When there are enough people who collectively disagree with that lower vibration of feeling that we don't deserve our human rights, we can raise to our new higher energy vibration collectively that says, oh no, we won't have a right to be here, a right to feel safe and secure in this world, the right to live where we want to live, not in some cage designated area, the right of the first chakra, the root, and exercise our personal power, which is in the third chakra. We will then see a change in our condition, but we have to start from within. Our collective thinking. We don't have to all work for somebody either. We don't have to help someone else realize their dreams always. We have dreams. We have talents and gifts we can use to be prosperous. Look at NWA, Straight Outta Compton. Young, talented teenagers working together to become millionaires, doing what they love. We have to change the narrative. I saw on Facebook just today that Scotty Reed, who runs this network, Black Talk Radio Network, has plans to clone a social media. So why should we continue to make others rich when we can keep our collective money within our own community? Like other ethnic groups, Black people, and I looked this up, these are statistics that I found, spend more than twice the time on social media than any other group out there. So why can't we keep that money in our circle? It's because of lack of trust, a collective lack of trust. Well, I am going to trust Scotty, a brother, and I am willing to donate. I donated today $25 to start, so he can start working on our own social media without being kicked out for speaking about injustices. Don't you get kicked out and put in jail quite a bit, Black Rose? For just speaking out, speaking the truth, you know? We have got to start trusting each other. This is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual war. African people of America may be one of the most, if not the most, religious groups in this country, but they're probably the weakest spiritually. When we realize who we are, not just geographically from the motherland, but who we truly are, and begin to master our inner selves, then and only then will we be able to defeat our most formidable foe, regardless of what skin covers their earthly bodies. Great men, Shaka Zulu and Muhammad Ali, prepared battle and developed their strategies. They not only prepared physically and mentally, they also strengthened themselves spiritually. Praying and only praying is a coward's way out. Faith without works is dead. It's time for the game changer. First,
yes, it
know
is.
Who you are. If you don't know this, others can dictate it for you. Second, know you have the right. If you don't have the spirit to fight for what's rightfully yours, you will always lose. Third, strengthen your mind, body, and spirit. Whatever way works best for you. Learn how your energy in your body works. Everything is energy. Every thought vibrates. Every thought radiates a signal. And every thought attracts a matching signal back. We can change our energy vibration one by one. Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror. Until we have a collective energy vibration that is higher, a collective energy vibration that is higher than the energy that oppresses, that's in current rule, that agrees with the current rule, we can raise ours higher. Higher vibrations transform lower ones. Because each of us can change the energies in our lives by being aware of this subconscious collective thinking. Understand how it works, and our circumstances will start to change and reflect that higher vibration. There are too many pebbles right now. Higher vibrations consume and transform lower ones. We can do that. What have we got to lose? The enemy has it down pat. They know. They have known how it works for centuries. They stole it. We have to go back, get it. Sankofa. In closing, the ruling class makes chess moves using us as pawns to play on our already heightened emotions. They use us. We're like pawns. Did you have a book called The Pawns?
Mm-hmm.
About the pawns? Okay.
Yes.
That's
that was
no
your
longer
book,
available.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They use us as pawns.
I think the title was Pawns in the Game or something like that.
Yes, Pawns in the Game, and they had a chessboard on the book. So this is used to cause chatter on Facebook, anger, dissension among ourselves, we're arguing back and forth. Constant distractions to keep us busy, keep our minds busy, buzzing about them, not about us, not about preparing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pebble in our shoe. We don't need another march, another chanting, or we shall overcome. That was fine in the 60s. It's time to get busy. And one of the things we do first is to strengthen ourselves collectively, consciously, because energy is powerful. If you
That's
feel
right.
there's no need to strengthen yourself spiritually and learn who you really are, you may have a pebble in your shoe. If you feel you do not have the right to live safe and secure, especially from those in authority, you may be a pebble in the shoe. To climb this mountain we face, remove the pebbles, then deal with the mountain, and we will manifest victory. This is the season of knowing. Know thyself. Change your vibration, move it up higher, and you'll change your circumstances. Namaste. Now take a deep breath. and yoke with your higher self. Ugh. Namaste.
Namaste, honey. You make me want to get up and go meditate and do some yoga and qigong and everything else to try to get my vibration together and figure out something, a master plan. My goodness. Whew. Thank you, Feather Light. Thank you. So transforming, so raising our vibrations and doing something completely different. I think the marches are great. I always say that a group of people
bring
some attention to it. And there are just many, many levels of organizing and strategizing. And I always love to quote Malcolm. Like Malcolm said, revolution is bloody. Revolution is bloody. Be prepared. Let's take a call. We have a caller, and I want to play this video with Corin Gaines. Let's get into her case and this situation because, oh my God, I have a lot of thoughts on this. But thank you, Feather Light. Oh, let me give you a hand clap. Thank you so much. Let's see. Come on, hand clap. Give us a hand clap. Remove the pebbles in your shoe, people. Unite as best as we can, and let's remove these pebbles and get back to business. Like John Henry Clark said, before we were interrupted.
Right, before we were interrupted.
Peace be upon him. Caller at 404. Is that the ATM?
Greetings to you. Yeah, greetings to you, ladies. How are you?
Peace.
Hello.
Greetings,
Namaste,
Sarah.
Namaste to you, Black Rose, as well as Mother Zola. How are you all doing?
Wonderful.
I'm great. Yeah, craziness, but, you know, we're pushing on through. We like the people in Katrina. You tried to flood us out. We found a refrigerator and still float on down the road, honey. So.
Well. Well, it's good to hear that y'all are doing well, and it's been a while. I've been getting the emails from Mother Dunn, and she's been giving me the notification, but as I told the radio program, I had to take a break from talk radio because the madness was getting to be too much, and I said I had to give my spirit a break from all of the nonsense that was going on, so I'd have to do a complete shutdown and purge my system and try and refresh and renew
that. Yes, we have to do that.
It's been very crazy out there, but your topic that you have covered, and a few of the things that you were saying, you know, we've got to stop trying to think that, okay, we've just got to subsist, or we've just got to try and take something and take nothing and make something out of it. That is not a good philosophical mood for us to take, and we always told that as something of pride to say, okay, well, we can take nothing and make something out of it. I don't hear any other ethnic group on this planet say that. And that is why we are treated with such disrespect and such low regard, is because we always, you know, expect the worst treatment, and when worst treatment comes our way, we try and what do? We try and we make a joke about it, or we try and, you know, accept it as the norm. And it is not the norm, because
it's
not the norm for anyone else.
Right, exactly.
We've got to get out of that mindset, because we have let this system that we have existed under for at least within the last 1,000 years, at least I would say, that we have been under this white supremacist system. It has made us take on a lot of things as baggage, and a lot of us carry it around, and we think it's something that we should be doing. As you were talking about all of the different moves that have been that are being made, and one of the things that really gets to me is that we've got to stop thinking that we've got to let other people into our space, that we cannot do anything by ourselves. I don't see any other ethnic group, especially with the Hispanics, because we live up here in Texas, and we already know with the Hispanics, they close ranks. They have a situation going on with them on their illegal status. Yes, they're going to form some. They're going to ask you to help push legislation for them. But ultimately, They are running this show themselves. They are not depending upon black people to do a damn thing for them. And it's about time that we as black people, we have got to get out of this mode to think that, you know, first of all, we got to stop referring to ourselves as just people of color foolishness. Because when you start talking people of color and you start bringing all these other ethnic groups that have some melanin in their skin, you tend to diminish yourself, because everybody only was, when black people take on a struggle, they said, okay, we're gonna jump in with you, but in the meantime, they have their own agenda, because they have something that they're going to push, and we've been down this road too many times for us to know what that end result is going to be. We've done it with the white women's movements, we've done it with the gays and the lesbians, we've done it with all of these other ethnic groups before, because that is how we get the Asian Pacific month, and the Native Americans and all of these other people have gotten their months, their weeks, or whatever it is. They've gotten coming out of the civil rights struggle, because we always think that we have got to be the beast of burden to carry the, you know, to tote that veil, you know, pick that cotton, and then everybody is right on our backs, and we look at it as a source of pride, and this is something that we are supposed to do. No, we're not supposed to do, because each group is responsible for themselves. And I always come back to that analogy that I've said over and over again. You look in a jungle situation, this is a jungle out there, and all of these animals live within that jungle, but you are never going to see the tiger and the lion say, okay, we got to form a coalition to go up against the against whoever. They don't. You know, the hyena and the jackal, they don't say, okay, we got to form a coalition to go against all these lions. Each people coexist within themselves. They are self-dependent upon themselves. And if lower beasts, you know, who don't have as much of a bigger brain than we the human being have, and if they know that much to say that they have enemies out here that are out to get them, whether they be the humankind or other four-legged kind like themselves. They already know that they got an enemy out here. And they're not forming coalitions. Okay, all of us in this jungle, we need to come together because these people are hunting us. We need to form a pack, and we need to come together, you know, keep these humans from hunting us. They don't do that. They form their own little clique, and that is what they use. Yes, and they run in their own pack, because even if you go in with the lions and with the tigers, you have the alpha lions that they come in and they dominate their pack, and they're running the groups. They don't run in the groups larger than 12. You have this one alpha, and then he has, you know, the other females, and then of course they have the cubs that comes along, and once these cubs get to a certain stage in life, they get pushed out. Now you gotta go and form your own little pride. You're not gonna hang around here, because there's only gonna be one man running this house.
Exactly.
That's how they operate. But we don't look around, because that's how our ancient ancestors were able to look at nature and formulate a plan, looking and seeing how nature reacts and do things, and that's how they function. But we are so far removed from that. And so when people start talking about ancient Egypt and all that, I said, you know what? I don't give a damn about what happened in ancient Egypt, because whatever happened back there, these people did not follow their plan to look around on these invaders that came in, and this hospitality that they rolled out for these people, and then all of the atrocities that happened to them. They did not speak and they did not correct that behavior, because 1,000+ years later, we are still in that same vicious cycle, that we always wanted to help everybody that don't look like us.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with us. And like you were talking about, we being so damn, no, black people are spiritually bankrupt, because we're following everybody as a spiritual system except the one that was given to us at our creation. Call yourself a Muslim, a Moor, a Hebrew Israelite, all these other, you know, anybody come along and throw out a spiritual concept out here, whether it be Hare Krishna or whatever, we will run around here and we would fall into it, because we are looking for spirituality, but we're not looking inside of ourselves first. We're looking externally for it. And we can run around here like Wednesday night. Everybody's up there in Bible study or coming back from their Bible study that they went up there for these preachers. And you're going to external forces to give you something that you already have within you. And we're not tapping into it.
Looking outside.
Oh, I gotta go get my oil so I can make it through the week.
Right. Let me get my prayer cloth.
You gotta go get your go get your communion and all this other nonsense, you know. And all of this stuff is like I always stop. I said when you look at white people and their communion, it's cannibalism. Because they're telling that they're consuming the body, they're eating the body of this Christ, and they're drinking his blood. That's cannibalism.
Yes! 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 What the heck?
But people don't think that far out. They do not think that, you know, that what you are doing, because that's white people culture. Their culture is blood and gore and guts, because you're going to go into a church, and this priest is going to pass around a cup and say, okay, you all know you're going to do this in remembrance of me. You're going to drink this blood, and you're going to eat this body.
Yes.
And people don't think of, and they don't think that far ahead, that, you know, that something is wrong with this picture.
They think nothing of it.
But they do it. They do it every week, you know, or every day. If you are Catholic or whatever, however often they do their communion, they just go through it, and everybody always like to brag and say, you know, I'm a black Catholic and all. So, you know, to me, we are in some very dire straits, and as we can see with all of these killings, like with a young girl that you were talking about, a young Miss Gaines up there in Baltimore, that was killed by the police, and then you talk about, you know, she was practicing this sovereignty and this, have this on her plate, and the cops take up. You see, black people have got to stop acting as if though we got the Army, Air Force, Marines, and all of this, you know, paratroopers are going to run into our rescue when we come into a crisis with these race soldiers that are out here doing the bidding. We don't have that type of thing. And one thing that we've got to do, we've got to stop showing out and running off at the mouth, because we ain't got nobody coming up here to back us up for nothing. You know, what happened to that young lady was atrocious, what those cops did, but we already know what's the position that we are in. So why advertise? Why advertise it?
And I certainly want to play this clip too. So let's take a quick break. Thank you so much for sharing that, Sarah. And when we come back, I want to play the clip. I'm going to hold you on because I want us to have a little discussion around her full traffic stop, if you can hold on. And we'll be back, and we want you to call in also. And also, listen, donate, because I love what you mentioned, Featherlight, about Scotty's project. We need to donate to that, because I'm telling you, all of these brilliant people that we have in our community, we can come up with our own Facebook. We can come up with our own networking system. We've been doing it. Hell, if we can beat on drums and talk, you know, we can come up with some darn internet platform where we can network like we network on Facebook. So anyway, donate to Black Talk Radio Network. Let's keep the programs coming to you here at this network. And also, let's have us our own Facebook type of interface, and Twitter and Instagram. I mean, we are so creative. We can come up with whatever we want to and stop with this constant madness. So stay tuned, and we will be right back. You are listening to The Lotus Place, and it is Wednesday, August the 3rd, and we are celebrating August the 3rd, 2016, and we are celebrating or commemorating the month of Black August as well. Stay tuned.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
A surprise announcement concerning the man in charge here at police headquarters in New York City. Police Commissioner William Bratton is stepping down. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Tuesday, August 2nd, that the 68-year-old Bratton was resigning, but will remain on the job until mid-September. Bratton informed the mayor of his decision July 8th, at which time a search for his replacement began. The new police commissioner will be Chief of Department James O'Neill, a native of Brooklyn. Bratton has had a 45-year career in law enforcement, including serving as police commissioner in his native Boston beginning in 1993, before being tapped in 1994 by then-New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani to lead the nation's largest police force. Bratton later served as chief of police in Los Angeles before returning for his second stint in New York in 2014. Bratton is reportedly returning to work in the private sector. Reporting from One Police Plaza in Manhattan, I'm David Folk Thomas for Newsbeat Social.
Baltimore County Police shot and killed 23-year-old Corinne Gain, ending a standoff that lasted for hours. They say she refused to leave her apartment on Sulky Court in Randallstown and repeatedly threatened officers while holding a weapon and her child.
The officers determined that the female was wielding around with a shotgun, pointed it at one of the three officers. At that time, she had a 5-year-old in her arm as well.
Her family members say they tried to help.
We should have taken more time with this, took a different approach, and used every tool available, which is us. Use us. We can get through to her. We love her.
This all started Monday morning. Officers went to the apartment to serve warrants on the woman for failure to appear in court on disorderly conduct and resisting arrest charges filed in March and traffic violations. They also had a warrant for assault to serve on a man who also lived there. Police say they knocked repeatedly and heard voices inside, but no one answered the door. Then an officer obtained a key and saw the woman sitting on the floor. A tactical team tried getting her to come out, but police say she made another threat.
Pointed, again, the shotgun, the long gun, at our personnel. Advised them that if they did not retreat or leave, she was going to kill them.
An officer then fired at her. Police say Gaines then fired several rounds. The officer fired again, striking and killing her. The child was also hit. Police aren't sure if the round came from them or from the woman's weapon.
It was a terrible situation. Had a little boy in the house with her son, who was at the hospital, Johns Hopkins Hospital. But he's okay.
Police tell us prior to the shooting, the adult male fled the apartment with a 1-year-old child. That male was arrested a short time later. Reporting from Towson in Baltimore County, Barry Sims, WBAL-TV 11.
Okay, so that was just a news clip on what happened with Corinne Gaines. And this story, I first saw a link about this story on Twitter. I guess it must have been Monday night. It seemed like it was Sunday. But anyway, so people were showing like her Instagram post. Apparently she was filming while one of the SWAT team was in her home, and the child is there, and she's speaking to her child, and she's asking him, does he want to leave? So she wasn't holding the boy hostage. She asked him, did he want to leave? And she said, do you know what's getting ready to happen? I believe that's what she said. And she said, who's in here? He says, the police. And she said, what do they want to do? The little boy says, they want to kill us. So it's very disturbing to me that all of this has happened. You're coming up in this woman's house on a traffic stop. In one report now, they say they weren't coming for her. They were actually coming for the guy that lived there on an assault charge. But he left. But then you have to try to barge your way in all over traffic or some warrants, and why is all of that necessary? So eventually there's this standoff and she's dead, and the baby was shot. And then they tried to say that, oh well, we don't know if the baby was shot from police fire or from her shotgun. Well, hell, if she had a shotgun, I think that would have blew at least half that little boy's arm off. And I don't know if his arm was blown off, or I would think the shotgun would have just really probably took half his body away. He's just a baby. So, I mean, just the nonsense, it sounds the same kind of shoddy, crazy, evil workings like what happened with Fred Hampton, all this lying, well, we don't know where the shots came from and all of this. So, but let's get into this full video, and this is about, I think this is about 12 minutes. The full video of her being, the clip of her in a traffic stop with these cops in March of this year. Now, please pay attention to the fact that, because I've been hearing people saying, well, why was she driving without a tag on her car? Based on what this young lady is saying and the language and verbiage that she's using with the police officers, she's a person that is she doesn't practice the laws of the United States of America as a corporation. So she's of the group of people that have claimed sovereign status. She's telling them that she had a tag. And when you claim sovereign status, you don't have to have a tag, or you can have, if you have your paperwork, or you can have a special tag. You will be stopped. The judge will tell you you will be stopped, but all you have to do is slightly roll down your window and produce your paperwork, and that's it. More than likely, you will not be stopped. More than likely, you will be allowed to proceed with your travel because you are traveling. And this would have to be a two-part show just to go into all the details and the laws on all of this with this traveling and what this young lady is saying to the police officers, to the cops, because she's producing her paperwork. She's telling them that they took her license plate, and now she's being stopped. And if you listen, you can see that they were harassing her. So this was an ongoing thing. And researchers have also found that when she mentions in this clip that she's suing the government, researchers have found that she actually was just in court last month, July, around July 11th or 12th, something like that, suing for lead poisoning. Okay? So there's some layers to this, and it's very, very mysterious. So let me just play this clip. And here we are.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Can
you please identify yourself, please? Do you have a delegation of authority order?
Driver's license registration.
Am I free to go?
No.
Is there a crime being committed?
Yeah, you don't have a driver's license. You don't have a tag.
Okay, who are you?
I am the Baltimore County Police Department.
Okay, so you?
I am the Baltimore County Police Department.
Okay, so let me inform you of who I am.
Who are you?
I do not participate in any of you guys' side laws and things like that. I don't participate in that. You are not, I don't participate in that. You are not authorized.
Let me see your driver's license, or I'll have to arrest you. And I don't know what you're going to do with your children.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're going to arrest me for what now?
Because I have to be able to identify. You don't have any tag on
me. Sir, you have delegation of... Sure. Okay. And a delegation of authority order.
And then will you give me my driver's, your driver's license?
Listen, I already told you I don't put
this. If you don't believe I'm a police officer, here
yes.
you go.
Okay.
Let me show you my...
And you also have your delegation of authority order, correct?
My delegation. You don't have any tag on me.
Sir, you have yet to identify yourself.
I'm a Baltimore County Police Officer.
Okay, can I see some ID, please?
What kind of ID would you like?
I would like to see a picture of you and also
you
a delegation of... Sure.
Okay.
And a delegation of authority order.
And then will you give me my...
That is what authorizes you to be in. Okay, now that's not a delegation of authority order.
This is my police ID. This is by Baltimore County.
I understand that.
Do you have a driver's license or not?
Sir.
Yes.
Do you have a delegation of authority?
What is a delegation of authority order? Tell me, explain that.
That is what authorized you to enforce the law. And
delegation, let me look for it for you real quick.
Okay. It would not be that size. And
delegation, let me look for it for you real quick.
Okay. It would not be that size.
Well, how big would it be?
It would be something that you would have to carry.
How about my Maryland Police Training Commission certificate and training standards?
No, sir. Delegation of authority order. It's something authorizes you.
You see that tag?
I see
it. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Sir, can you identify yourself?
If I can't ID you, I have to arrest you. I don't understand.
Sir.
Give me your license.
Listen.
I have to arrest you. I don't understand.
Sir.
Give me your license.
Listen. You have yet to identify yourself. At this point in time, I don't know who you are and why you're pulling me over.
Turn this car off.
Sir, can you identify yourself?
I'm telling you.
Sir, can you identify yourself?
I'm telling you one more time. Turn the car off.
Sir, can you identify yourself?
Okay.
He's turning my
car.
Get out of the car. No, I'm not complying to that. Turning my car.
Get out of the car.
Ma'am, no, I'm not complying to that. Listen, I'm not complying to that. I own this vehicle.
So you want
to
be arrested? You have a child in the backseat. I'm trying
no,
to help
I
you
understand
out.
That.
Do you want me to help?
Listen, don't want to be arrested. That's number one.
I showed you my police ID.
Right.
I don't have to do that, but I did it because I'm working with you.
Sir,
okay? You don't have a tag on
you're
the vehicle.
Me
in Maryland, you
this
have
is,
to have a registered motor
listen,
vehicle to drive.
Okay, all right. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay. What are we going
to
do?
And I'll explain to
you.
I'm
listening. I'm all ears.
Why I don't have a tag on my car.
Okay. Well, that's all you had to say that from Jump Street, and we won't have this problem.
No. I'm still waiting for you to identify yourself.
Get what you got to get.
Okay.
I've identified myself.
Now, this is who I am.
Okay.
You can read that. The owner of this vehicle.
You are Ms. Gaines. Okay. Do you have a Maryland... Is this vehicle registered? In Maryland.
It was.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm in the middle of suing you guys.
Okay.
In ECI and they came and took my tags off of my car. My car was properly insured.
Who's ECI?
That's Eastern Correctional Institution.
Okay, so let me just pause right here for a second because you can't see the video clip. So there was one cop that came to the driver's side, and he's the one that's constantly asking her for identification. She's in turn asking him for identification, which we have every right to do. And so she's asking him for a specific order. He's trying to look through his wallet. She's telling him that no, it would be a larger piece of paper, a document, not something that you can stick in your wallet. So basically he doesn't know what the hell she's requesting of him. So this other cop comes over to the passenger side. Mind you, she has her two children in the back seat of her car. And so another cop comes. This is where I wish that she had had both of her windows up and her doors locked like the white boys do, and only have your window, a driver's window, cracked. A slither enough for you to slide a piece of paper out and for them to slide it back in, because that's all they need. You don't have to answer any questions. But that's for white people, though. I mean, let's just keep it real, because when you're black, as we can see, it doesn't work like that. And I'll play a contrasting clip of a young two young white guys high as a kite in California that got away with the same thing that Corinne Gaines was so harassed for right here in this clip. So another cop comes to the passenger side, reaches in her car just like the crazy cop did with Sandra Bland, reaches in her car and takes her keys out of her car. So this is when she begins to produce documentation to try to de-escalate this and exercise her rights and go on about her business traveling. So let's go back to the clip.
I'm in the middle of actually...
I still have my car keys.
You know they're talking about stealing my vehicle. Did he give me my... You don't have to write me any tickets. I won't be signing any.
You
know, okay, you have my information pulled up. I would like to have my ID
and my card and stuff. I
will give it back to you. And also my car keys.
And step back in the car. We'll give it to you when we're ready, all right?
Okay, well, how long will that be?
Waiting for the tow truck. Waiting for the tow truck. 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
If you get the kids out of the car...
Oh, no, I'm not. You won't be touching me or my children. No, they know not to give them to me, too, because I pull right off on their asses. Me, right? Okay, so let me just pause here again. Notice she mentioned that they took her tags because she's suing the government. And she said the ECI, Eastern Correctional Institution, took her tags. So if they took her tags, and she'll go on to explain that a little further. If they took her tags, then now she's being pulled over for not having a tag, and what she had on the tag, I'll have to pull that up again, but she had a cardboard piece of cardboard in place of her license plate, and it read something to the effect of I am the pursuit of happiness, please do not stop this vehicle, something like that. I will have to pull that up so that I can share that, but let's get back to the clip. And she also mentions that they took her keys. So they have her keys. They're holding her hostage without a charge, it seems like to me. I don't know. That just seems very illegal, what's going on. And the baby in the back says, you were just being nice. And see, this traumatizes our children. You right. Yeah, we're going to show this. These bitches gonna see a fight today. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. They gonna have to kill me. Hey, Cody. They tell you get out this car or take your seatbelt off. You do not get out this car. Do you understand? You better fight they asses. Fight them. Do you hear me? I'm not.
All right, ma'am. Here's your citation. Okay.
You can keep them.
I can't keep them. I'll give them to you.
No, I won't be accepting those.
All right. You don't have to sign them. It doesn't mean you're guilty.
I don't want them.
Okay, but I have to give them to you. Okay. I'll put them in your car for you. So there's on camera.
Hey, YouTube people.
All right, and this is your notice of advice. All right, you want to read this?
No, thank you.
I'll leave it with your copies. All right, you got it? Since you've been charged with citation, so you can read it a later day.
I just want my information.
Here's your license, and here's your...
Thank you. And where are my car keys?
We're waiting for the tow, okay? So I would right now get all your stuff out, okay?
Okay, where are my car keys?
We have to give them the tow charge over. We'll take the car key off and give you the rest of the keys, okay?
I want my car keys now. Okay. That's fine.
So if you don't get out when the tow truck driver gets there, you'll be placed under arrest, okay?
Okay.
Placed under arrest, okay?
Okay.
And what do you
listen, mean? You're not going to kidnap me, so get ready for... You can go ahead. Listen, you're not going to kidnap me.
Okay.
I've never been arrested. I'm not committing a crime. There is no victim here. So when the first chance you put your hands on me, I promise you I will own your ass in that department over there. I promise you
that. What does that mean?
I promise you.
What does that mean?
I promise you that.
All right.
The first time you lay a... First time.
What does that mean?
What about the second one?
You won't. Honestly, listen.
All these chances. Why
a chance to do what?
To get out of your car with your children.
Sir, you're trying to steal my car, and you're telling me that if I don't get out my car, that you're going to turn. You're trying to steal my car, and you're telling me that if I don't get out my car, that you're going to kidnap me, and probably planning on kidnapping my kids, too. It's not going to happen.
Listen.
If you plan on shooting somebody today, then you can get your wish. When you put your hands on me, I promise you, you will have to murder me. You will have to murder me. So go ahead and get ready to do that. You will have to kill me. I promise you. Give you this camera, and I want you to make sure you record all of this. Okay? They're going to try to fight me. Do you understand? And I want you to record every part. Do you understand? They're going to try to fight me. Do you understand? And I want you to record every part. Do you understand? Don't be afraid. And these are three male officers for one female. Three of them.
Ma'am, are you going to get out?
I will not be getting out. Here, Cody.
Hello? You know it's not that bad. It's just an uninsured vehicle. You know that, right?
It wasn't an uninsured vehicle.
You know the whole sovereign citizen and your tag, not a legit tag in any state.
Sir, this is what I have to explain to him. I'm in the middle of suing the government. The government actually came and took my tag off of my car. My car was properly insured. My car was up to date with everything. And I have pictures of that as well. They left an NVA note, and they also left a case number that never showed up in the system when I called.
Okay,
I understand exactly the system when I called.
Okay,
I understand exactly what's going on here. And like I told them, he even admitted on camera that he had seen my car before. So they have been working on this day for a minute now. They know exactly where I live at. I'm not sure if you, they live at. I'm not sure if you, they know what they're doing. And they will have to kill me today.
They will have to in front of my children and everything.
They're not going to steal my vehicle, and they're not going to kidnap me the way they think that they are. They're going to have to kill me today, and it's something that they're not going to anticipate, but they will today, and it's something that they're not going to anticipate, but they will. That is exactly what you guys want to do.
You realize you're going to jail here soon, right?
Listen, I've never been to jail, and I never will go. You guys will take me away from here in a body bag. You look at me in my eyes. You guys are going to take me away from here in a body bag. I promise you.
Okay, ma'am. We'll see.
I promise you, you will.
Is she living there? The one with the fake tag?
If you guys think that you're going to kidnap me
willingly,
shit. You crazy.
I'm crazy.
I'm not getting out.
What do you want us to do with your children?
Getting out.
What do you want us to do with your children? You know we're going to send them to a social worker, right?
Okay.
Can you comprehend that?
Listen, my daughter breastfeeds. My son is, okay.
That's why hospitals and social
it's okay. Right. All right. Okay. Right. All right. That's fine. I have family that will take care of them, and I have family that know who I am, and I already warned them about this day. Okay? I'm not afraid of y'all. I don't know what the fuck y'all don't get. I'm not scared of y'all.
We're not asking to be scared. We just want
And I'm not complying to y'all criminal fucking ways. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. We'll see.
We are going to see. You see these fucking rebels back here? Live on forever, my nigga. Forever. All right. All right, shit.
I'm agreeing with you. What else do you want to have from me?
To get away from my car. That's what I want you to do, to get the fuck away from my car. And find something fucking better else to do.
I'm not the one driving.
Ain't no victim here, and there's no fucking crime going on.
It is a crime.
It is not a crime. That's bullshit. It's all for y'all to get money, and I don't participate in the shit. And y'all not gonna get a fucking dime out me. I'ma sue the shit out of y'all though, and y'all gonna pay for this shit. And y'all gonna pay my kids for the rest of their fucking life for this shit.
I hope so.
I hope so too. So too. While y'all fucking burn in hell. All y'all fucking pigs. Yeah, get all that. No, you guys are self-incriminating yourselves. Nobody has presented a delegation of authority order. He don't even know what the fuck it is. So who the fuck are y'all? So who the fuck are y'all? A bunch of fucking gang members plotting on a fucking woman. But whoever sent y'all is...
Hey, mama. Hey.
Ma'am, do you want to get out of the vehicle?
Give me a kiss.
Can you get your children out?
Bless. Your mommy loves you. Don't cry. I told you, don't be scared.
I know. Just to let you know, ma'am, that we have a taser operator coming. Okay, that way we don't have to go hands-on with you.
Don't cry. Stop crying. Cry. Stop crying.
We have to get you out of this car.
Don't cry. Stop crying. Hey, look at me. What are you afraid of? Remember what I told you? You stop crying, okay? And you let them know that they stole your mother. And they want to fight them. Okay? Stop crying. Can you shut her door?
No.
Don't.
What did I just tell you?
Don't cry.
Don't
cry,
and
you better fight. Y'all need to get away from them. You come up here with me.
She's grabbing the face, man.
Come on, stop, all right?
Sir!
Stop.
Don't put your hands on me.
You're not touching the baby, all right? He's good hands. Stop.
This is my child. Get off of her. Get off of her. Come up here, son.
Okay.
Now, I'll move from that seat.
Hey, did you hear what I said? Get up here with mommy.
Hey, buddy.
Get up here with mommy.
Hey, buddy.
Sit right here with mommy. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
You see what they do to us, right?
Yeah.
You see what they do to us, right?
Yeah.
You fight them.
Okay.
They are not for us.
Okay.
They want to kill us. Mm-hmm. And you never, ever back down from them.
Okay.
We don't want to kill you.
Back down from them.
Okay.
We don't want to kill you. We're your friends.
Do you believe that?
No.
Oh, okay. He's seen videos of you shooting people that look like his father and shit. So don't even talk to him. And it's not funny. Shooting people that look like his father and shit. So don't even talk to him. And it's not funny. It's really not funny.
The way you're raising your children.
It's really not funny. It's really not funny. Oh, to go against the fucking law that wants to kill them?
To tell them
lies. Of course I won't raise the law that wants to kill them.
To tell them
of course I won't raise no submissive ass fucking children. Absolutely not. I don't have to lie to him. I can pull a video up for him right now.
Perfect.
Of you killing people for no fucking reason. People that look like his uncle, people that look like his uncle, his brother, his sister, his anybody.
Just don't realize what you're talking about.
Right. you keep recording. Oh, listen, ain't even a crime being committed. Oh, yeah, y'all came to kill some shit today. But it's okay, because I've been waiting for it.
You still have a chance to get out
I've been waiting for this.
You still have a chance to get out of your car, man, with your children. And
why would I get out of my car? Why?
You still have a chance to get out of your car, man, with your children. And walk
why
out.
Would I get out of my car? Why would I allow y'all to steal my car? Why?
Ma'am, you still have a chance to get out of your vehicle and walk home with your children.
Why?
Ma'am, you still have a chance to get out of your vehicle and walk home with your children. It's right, you live in Carriage Hill, which is right there. I'm giving you that opportunity right now. Do you understand?
I'm giving you an opportunity to walk away.
You don't have that, and not have
a murder here in Courage Hill
I'm not
today.
Murder, you know? I promise you.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Well, one of you will. One of you will.
No, we won't.
I promise you, you will. Unless y'all got a horse. Will. Unless y'all got a horse tranquilizer out here, which still won't work. Which still won't work. And I promise
you.
And you
can get out of your vehicle right
okay.
now with your children.
Yeah, you wait on that.
Okay. I'm letting you know. You still have that option.
Okay. So and you wait. Still.
Okay, so that was the full clip of the traffic stop with Corinne Gaines. So many points to touch on from that clip, but I definitely want to mention the fact that when she mentioned she's suing the government, so researchers have found that she was suing the government for lead poisoning. Now, you can go online and just Google Baltimore lead poisoning or lead paint 1950s, and you'll find articles that speak on this. State tests found more than 65,000 children in the city of Baltimore with dangerously high blood levels, high blood lead levels from 1993 to 2013. So apparently she was one of the ones that was filing a case on that. And we know this happened in St. Louis as well. So all of this lead poisoning, we know what's going on in Flint. This stuff continues to happen. All of these crimes committed, and these people have the nerve to talk about black on black crime. Like I said, we're burying that. No more talking about no black on black crime when these people have all this crime going on, committing all this crime against us. So let me welcome in Astro. Astro, you got to reduce that background noise now. Welcome in, Astro.
Hello?
Yes.
All right. Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are you out there?
Doing well.
Let's get a few things straight. Okay, this was a targeted assassination and lynching of one of our warrior sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Corinne Gaines was labeled and targeted and ousted as an unruly Negro in a plantation zone.
That's right.
And we're at a time right now where the intensity of white supremacy is rising to a whole new level of genocide against our people.
Mm.
In the digital age, we're at a time now where we can watch the lynchings happening in real time at infinitum.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This white devil who is murdering our women, men, and children did not take into account that this technology that by the way, that a black man had created is going to be used to document in digital format that can travel the world at a lot of speed. The lynchings that are happening against our people, the human rights violations and the atrocities that are happening in the 21st century are happening now before our eyes. For all of you old, tired, soft-hearted, complacent Negroes out here, if you want to sit on the sidelines, stay on the sidelines.
Sideline.
Stay where you are. Because from the nowhere in the Constitution or any part of law is having an attitude or defending your rights or asserting your sovereign rights as a citizen a death warrant or a death sentence.
That's right.
Exactly.
You need to stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
For the genocide that we are enduring.
Thank
you're
you.
You're used to the Novocaine. You're too used to the cat. You're too used to the indoctrination, to the dopamine of suffering peacefully.
Peacefully.
So let's go back to the words of our big brother Malcolm. He said, be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hands on you, you send him to the cemetery. Is that not what he said?
That's what he said.
This sister used every right as an independent citizen to assert her rights, to assert her civil liberties. And the thing was, she was targeted because she was exercising her civil rights.
Yes.
She had endured constant terrorism, constant harassment. And every one of us know when someone that we love, especially our children, are threatened, we respond accordingly. We're listening to the last words of a young woman who a young warrior woman who was pushed to the end of her patience.
Yes, they said she was an activist in the community. Here's another person. She's the ninth woman this year that we know of that has been killed.
That we know of, right.
That we know of. And as she mentioned, a bunch of gang members plotting on a woman. A bunch of gang members plotting on a woman. She left the record for us.
Yes.
Okay, if I may, ladies and gents, with this situation here, a couple of things that troubled me about this whole episode with this recordings that you played. One thing is this.
What's
you don't ever show your hand to your enemy, and like I said before, Les, you got a backup plan. We like to run off at the mouth too much. We like to write checks with our ass can cash. For one thing, you are with a bunch of slave catchers, race soldiers that are out there that were out looking for blood. This sister had her two children in the car, a young son and her daughter that she said was still breastfeeding. You don't tell the enemy that he's going to have to kill you and take you out of here in a bag in front of your children. No, if you want to live to fight another day and beat this beast, you don't ever call us from the cosmos and tell them that you're ready to die and you got your children and you got a nursing baby, you got a young son. You want to take on this beast, you do it, but you don't put your children in the crosshairs, because these people don't give a damn about black children or about you. And I find that was very irresponsible of her to do that to those children. That boy was traumatized listening to her. And,
I agree with you 100%. The children are traumatized every day.
They're traumatized every day, but for a mother to deliberately cause trauma to that child by insisting, because all you have to do to me, I would say, okay, you want the car? Have the doggone car. You want a toy? Go ahead and toy. My children's lives are much more important than a damn piece of metal. Let them take the damn car. You go down the next day, you get your car out, you sue them. But you don't tell people what the hell you're going to do unless you got a backup plan and you got commandos and everybody else behind you that's going to take this enemy out. You don't do that. And that's the problem with a lot of us. We like to go out here like she was doing on this video. She was telling this, these slave catchers all these things, what they ain't going to do and what they're not going to do. But then who end up losing out? She did. Because
she's
not here today. Her children are traumatized because the nursing baby now don't have a mother to be didn't even get to be weaned off of that breast. Her son is traumatized because he witnessed what happened. He got shot by these cops. He's in the hospital for the rest of his life. This child have this trauma that they're going to deal with. And this was unnecessary. This mother did this stuff was totally unnecessary because this was an emotional high that she was on. And she should have stepped back and said, you know what? This isn't about me anymore. It's about my children. I have to make sure these children are going to be safe. I'm going to deal with this on another platform.
Do you think that if she had complied completely with the officers that day, that sooner or later they would not have gotten her?
They were going to target her.
They have been harassing her for some
but
time.
I
they, like the gentleman said, they targeted her.
I understand about Azolla that they targeted her. Black people always got bullseye on them, but what I'm saying, you don't antagonize a beast. You don't put raw meat in front of a starving wild dog. And what you were doing in antagonizing the enemy, telling them, you ain't going to touch my children, you ain't going to take my car, you know what I would say? You know what? Hey, you want the keys? Hand over the keys. Get on the phone, call, hey, you know what? I'm over here. I'm going to need a ride. I have these children with me because somebody come by here and pick me up because these cops, they're about to impound my vehicle. And I need somebody to come over here because my children's safety is my first and only priority right now. I need to get these children away from this situation. Get on the phone and call somebody instead of antagonizing the beast, telling them that they're going to have to shoot you, they're going to have to kill you and all of that. What do you think this is doing to your son, sitting up there hearing you telling these people that they're going to have to kill you?
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Yes.
With all due respect, sister, look, you've spoken enough. We know all the pitfalls and the downfalls of speaking truth to power and fighting the enemy. She knew this as well, and she made her choice. If you want to remain complacent and come, you will never run out of excuses.
This is not complacent.
For enduring the genocide that we're going through right now. And that's fine. Again, if you want to be on the sidelines, stay there. While the rest of us with critical solutions to fighting this, for dealing with this enemy and ensuring the justice of our people now and for the future of our children.
What is your question?
So everyone on this call has already admitted to the fact that we need to come up with a strategic self defense protocol in dealing with these white devil terrorists that are terrorizing our community, and so. That is something that would have saved this woman's life. Just like with the Black Panthers in the 60s when they had shootouts in Los Angeles and New York, the only way that we save lives is having a well-organized self-defense force so that we can meet force with force and fire with fire.
You're going to meet force with force, but what the hell are you going to do? I'm as a mother, and I have two small children in my car, and I have these.
Stay on the sidelines, then stay on the sidelines. That's not the revolutionary work is not for everyone. But you're talking about a young woman who gave up her life, who was a mother as well, posthumously. As if your decision making process has any bearing on her life or death struggle now, or anyone else for that matter.
Who is going to take care of it? You see, the point with a lot of us, y'all just talk a lot of emotional rhetoric that is going to land a lot of your asses in jail or in the ground. Open, and then what you going to prove? Now you're dead and gone. You're too tired.
Look, if you want to stay on the plantation, if you want to stay there, then stay there.
What is the solution other than running off at the mouth and telling the cops what the hell you're not going to do? They're still in the
play that
other
clip, Black Rose. Let's play this other clip as just a comparison as to what some other people experience when they're pulled over like this. And both of you are making some very good points. It is sad when you do try to exert your rights. It just doesn't work out like that with us. So let's see. I want to share this one. I believe this is the one. This is this two white guys.
I decided to speak to some of these people with regards to their experiences. First, it was Dave who had deregistered his car. I had actually seen Dave's car parked in the street outside, and so I can confirm that it did indeed have its own non-UK plates. Although Dave did not want the car to appear on the film, here he explains the process.
My name's Dave. I've deregistered my car. The process I used is essentially staying in honour and notifying everybody involved, DVLA.
Well, you got to. I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan, you can groan, you can sing, you can pray. You can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunetah. You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa, or the Word, or the Akan, or the Yoruba, and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba, and Shango, and Obatula, and Oshun, and Ogun, and Yemonya. You can know all of that. Unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition.
Hello. All right, now I'm pulling up this clip, this other one that I have. But let me see here. Give me 1 second, because I think the Delta Cougar was on the line. Delta, you're mighty quiet.
I was listening, and two things. I agree with Sarah. If you're gonna be a warrior, there are times you have to give your life up. But there are times, let's be sensible about how we do it. And the young lady seemed like she had a lot of knowledge. But she should have got out of the car and preserved her knowledge and be able to pass it on to other people. Do you know that? You know what they plot that to kill her. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have given them what they wanted. I would have lived to go back in my community and teach my community to fight on, because when we sleeping, they thinking. They thinking of ways to how to destroy us. So she should have been thinking, how can I stay up on this earth longer to survive, to teach my people? She went about it the wrong way. I don't agree with it, and this is what I love about this show. We all have different opinions, and this is the most wonderful thing about it. Nation run around about it the wrong way, and then I don't care what nobody say, it's going to affect her kid until the day they die. Let's be for real about that. You can't sit up there and watch your mother be shot down like a dog, your mother be beat down like a dog, and it don't bother you. I know. I came from a home where my father was very, very physically abusive to my mother. I am 57 years old, and there are some days I can speak about it, and there are some days I literally can't even utter the words to even talk about it. So to see their mother get shot down like a dog, yes, they're going to have some problems. She went about it the wrong way to me. If you want to go up against them, go up against them when you're cheering out in the car. Live to teach your children. Live on as long as you can to teach your children. And a lot of these people, now don't get me wrong, I agree with a lot of things was said and a lot of things I know. A lot of these groups, we know that these groups will tell us not to pay, do this and fight on and do this and do that. But we know the white man. We know how evil and treacherous he is. But before we step out, just one person by yourself, let's have a plan. Let's have a group of people. Let's have a plan. Now, her life really was lost for nothing. Now, who going to raise her children? Who going to teach her children? That's what she should have been worried about. I know I would have as a mother.
Well, I certainly would have, too. And, it's unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. I agree with some of what you're saying. I agree with some of what Astro was saying, as well as...
That's what I'm saying. We can take from it. We all got something, Black Rose.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that I would have wanted to put my children, not make it home, to take my children home. I would have tried to figure something out. But again, these children of a different generation, and people are tired. People are
you
very
tired.
You can
be of a different generation, but nothing takes the place of seeing your mother being shot down like a dog. I don't care what generation you're from.
Okay.
Because can't nothing take the place of that mother.
Okay. I have a clip now, so let's see. Okay. Let's see, where are you playing?
Here.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, what's the emergency? Oh, yeah.
Driver's license?
No, I don't. I'm just traveling. I just learned the law actually recently that if you're traveling that you don't need a plate or your ID. It's only when you're participating in commerce that you need to drive. But here.
Really? Do you have any ID at all with you?
Here.
I don't understand that rule.
I actually printed out because I was blown away. I was shocked.
Well, yeah, I'm fascinated too. If I could see it, that'd be great.
Well, it's because the DMV works with the government, I think,
right.
And they don't tell anyone because they're making a lot of money off of us.
Okay, the Constitution doesn't apply to you? Is that correct?
I don't answer any questions about that without counsel, but I just printed out and I was blown away. My people I was talking to, they said, yeah, if you're just traveling from point A to point B, you don't need to pay for your tag or your DMV fees or any of that.
Okay.
Here, I have some more paperwork if you want.
Yeah, I'd love
to. I got to get these.
Do you know a lot of states you don't have to have a mirror right here?
I got this. I got this household good in this condition, and I plan to get a mirror. I was actually just on the auto parts website talking to them. Actually, as you pulled us over. But yeah, you can go through that. Take your time. I have nowhere really to go right now, and I would love to.
268.
I would love to get your feedback on this because I'm very interested too.
Okay. Do you have a birthday?
I don't answer any questions. I'm just traveling, sir. I'm just trying to go to where I need to go. But you can take your time. I'll turn off the car and put it in park.
Okay, so let me stop this because I just want to make the point on this tape. on this particular clip, look, I'm dating myself. I said tape. On this clip, so this is a white guy, two white guys in California. They're being pulled over by the police. He's telling the police officer that, the police pulled him over. The cops pulled him over because he doesn't have a tag on his car, just like Corin Gaines. And so the white guy is telling them, I don't have to answer any questions. No, I don't have any tags, whatever. Here's some paperwork. And he's just sliding it out the window. He doesn't have his window all the way down. See, the thing about it is they can get away with that. But if we try to exert that right, sometimes it may not turn out right. So just like their incident. And this clip goes on. This guy's he's eating a mango. They're laughing in the car. The cop comes back. Of course, he doesn't tell him to get out the car, none of this stuff. He acts like he wants to take a bite of the boy's mango and all this kind of stuff. Everything is just jolly, jovial, and everybody is happy, and everyone goes home without being harassed and arrested. So I get what, like Sarah's saying, I get what Astro is saying. We only have a couple of more minutes just for some closing comments. Just in terms of the comparison, I wanted to play those two clips just for comparison's sake. But does anyone have anything they'd like to share?
Yes, I got a quick comment, real fast.
Make it really quick so we can.
Okay, listen at the tone of her tone and his tone. You can get anything you want, but listen at the tone. It's how you present yourself.
Well, I think she was very polite in the beginning, though.
Because she had been harassed.
Yeah, and she had been harassed. This was his first time encountering this particular police officer, cop. She had been harassed by those cops in that community. Like she said, they know what they're doing. They know what was going on. So her situation is quite different. I'm speaking in terms so much of the law. She was her rights she was trying to exert. My point is, these people do not respect our rights, period. We have completely different encounters with cops.
So of course they do not do No, what I was saying, of course it does not. They do not respect our rights because these laws are not for us. The laws are not for the oppressed, because all laws are is an opinion backed up by a gun. And the white man has shown that his law, which is with his opinion, forces it, which is unfortunate from his gains. She ended up being the next casualty of that, because, as I said before, you don't antagonize a beast. It's all nice to say what the Black Panthers is, but look where the Panthers are today. There is no institution set up to continue on with the mission. They have all been eliminated if they're not in jail, if they're not dead, or if they all didn't have to seek exile from this government. So to try and put our situation into context like that, Black people have got to realize that, okay, if you want to live to fight another day, if you don't have, like I said, if you don't have no army, no marine, no paratrooper backing you up when you go up against this beast, don't do it. Don't antagonize it, because you know you're dealing with a very vicious beast.
All right,
minor children in a car.
So we are to be passive always.
No, not to be passive, but I said choose your battle, choose when to fight. If I have my children with me, I am not going to put them in danger. If I want to take on this beast, I'm going to do it on my own, but not with my children in the car for them to do something to hurt my children. I'm not going
to
traumatize
them. We'll have to have a part two on this show. I thank you for your comments. Peace and good night, and we will be back on next Wednesday. We will have to pick this back up.